Well, hi there. So nice to have you listening in this evening. Tell me, is someone on your heart tonight? Someone maybe far away? Or perhaps they're close, but they seem so far away. Is this the time of year you long for that special someone to just, well, tell you just how special you are? Because you know what? You are that special. And if you're waiting for someone else to tell you, well, I think you're special. In fact, everyone on this show thinks you're special as well. And maybe you really needed to hear that. And we understand here on the guest list because, well, we've been waiting too. Waiting for that harp to stop, that is. Sheesh! Yeah, that's more like it. Love stinks. Well, not always, but it's certainly a challenge during a pandemic, right? I mean, with social distancing and those masks, you can't really Zoom a first date, can you? Or maybe that would actually be better for some folks, I don't know. But what I do know is it's Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day or whatever you prefer to call it, and we are here to get you through it on this special Love Deferred edition of the guest list. Does that work? I don't know, but we're definitely going to make a go of it and bring you some of the, well, more interesting love songs-ish tunes that we could come up with. In fact, these must be so good that our good friend Gabe has refused to show up. So you're going to get some really good stuff.
Leaving it to the ladies.
Yeah, I guess. Well, one exclusion, but, you know, and Chris, but that's kind of the way it is anyway.
I'm thinking of you as the ringleader.
I'm certainly not a member of the Brain Trust. I haven't gotten my badge yet, so I haven't graduated to that level. But
you're like the Chuck Woolery of the guest list.
Yes, Chuck Woolery. Wow.
I thought he was just a hyper intelligent AI that like forced us into doing this every month.
That's right, like Max Headroom. You remember that guy? Max Headroom, but
who's that guy on The Bachelor though? Who's like the Chris something?
Oh, I don't know.
You're like that guy.
Oh, you mean the literal ringleader? Yeah,
like the host. Yeah, like the guy who's, I don't know.
Yeah. He gets to sit back.
Chris Hardwick. I
think. He gets to sit back and watch everybody suffer on that show. That's his job, including the audience. But anyway, well, hopefully you won't be doing too much suffering through these tracks we've got. And let's just go ahead and jump right in here to Jordan. You picked out a song by OOK, Courage, Courage. Tell me a little bit about this.
All right, so back in college, my friends and I would celebrate what we called Singles Awareness Day.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day.
Of course.
Also abbreviated as SAD. And in order to celebrate SAD by not being sad, we would trade mixtapes with each other. Although at the time, we didn't really have tapes. It was burned CDs, but it's the same thing. So I'm never not on brand. And I always have to include some sort of classic Athens thing. Yeah. And in this case, I wanted to have everybody, you know, gather up their courage and to feel pretty good, if not just, oh, okay, you know. So Courage, Courage is on this new compilation that's actually an old compilation. It's the complete reissue, just came out in January, and it's a reissue of a reissue that came out in 2011. But I think it sold out pretty quickly. Anyway, OOK never really took themselves like too seriously. They were always kind of happy and kind of fun, even when they were singing about little bit, you know, hard times and things. And I just love the fact that it was made up of Linda, David, and then Linda, and a different David. And then Linda, David, and sometimes Matthew Sweet on guitar.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a fondness for OOK. And I did put them on several of my early mixtapes. So this is me giving you part of my mixtape in hopes that your sad is not so sad.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Here's OOK on the guest list.
Everything I do is planned.
So that was Courage from OOK, and that was Jordan's pick for this special Love Stinks version of the guest list. We're trying to stay positive about both Galentine's Day and Valentine's Day here in the just continuing COVID nightmare that we're going through. And I'm going to move on right now and see what Molly Williams has got planned for us. What do you got, Molly?
Yeah, well, it is a great time to celebrate women in honor of Galentine's Day.
Okay, all right.
And it's also a great time to celebrate people of color. You know, it's Black History Month, but really every day should be Black History Day.
Okay.
And so while I was looking through some of the new music coming around now by women and women of color, I stumbled upon a woman named Luigi Luna, and she's from Salvador, Brazil. And she is very outspoken about her Afro-Brazilian experience. And from what I understand, much like in the United States, people of color and people of African descent in Brazil are often the targets of discrimination and violence, and some even carried out on behalf of the government. And I think their current president, Jair Bolsonaro, is definitely continuing in that vein. And she's been pretty outspoken about that. But she is, in addition to, you know, the power of her lyrics, she's just an incredibly captivating vocalist. And she has a new album out, came out at the end of last year, and the title is in Portuguese, and I feel like I would botch it if I tried to pronounce it, so I will spare you all that. But she, one of the songs on her new record is called Ain't I a Woman, and it's not she doesn't take the words from the pie Sojourner Truth, but I highly recommend that you check that poem out as well, or I guess it was a speech that she made. But yeah, the rhythm in this song in particular is just it's really it really draws you in. It's so fascinating. And even if you don't know the lyrics, I think it's such an exciting listen. And she's performed at South by Southwest, and she's certainly known internationally. So I thought, what a great time to celebrate women singing songs, maybe not love songs, but songs that are about the complicated nature of love and human relationships. And I thought I would bring her to the guest list because she's not someone that I hear of very regularly here in the States. And I think she deserves to be heard.
All right. Well, it sounds good to me. Let's give it a shot. Here's Ain't I a Woman on this special love episode of The Guest List. So that was Luigia Luna, Ain't I a Woman? And man, I really liked that sound, Molly. That was good stuff.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, it's nice to take a trip around the world, even if you can't leave your living room, right?
No doubt.
Check out Brazil for a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Looks like Jordan is going to stay put in the classic city sound. A little something from Love Tractor, I see, Jordan. And again, love episode, love tractor.
I mean, what's an Athenian Valentine's Day or Single Squareness Day or Love Stinks Day or Galentine's Day without Love Tractor?
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Oh. You must love Love Tractor. So this one is another reissue, just came out in November of last year, the self-titled Love Tractor album. And this song is called Buy Me a Million Dollars. Because sometimes things don't make sense and you don't really care. It just sounds good. And, you know, I know a lot of us are spending way more time than we want to indoors. And sometimes you just want to have something kind of upbeat and poppy and dancey to while away the hours with while you wait for your Zoom date or, you know, Zoom meeting. Too many Zoom meetings. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's Valentine's Day. It's Love Tractor. What else do you need?
Well, evidently not much. And here is Love Tractor. Again, it doesn't have to make sense to make sense. Here's Buy Me a Million Dollars on the guest list. All right, so that was Buy Me a Million Dollars from Love Tractor, and yeah, that classic Athens sound right there, baby. I tell you, that was good stuff.
That's the last album I bought before I left Athens.
Yeah, that's just really good. And like Jordan says, what's any guest list show without a little classic Athens sound? And Love Tractor laying it down there with Buy Me a Million Dollars on this special... You fill in the blank. Love blank. That's kind of what we're doing here. Just however you fill that phrase out. We're trying to hit all the different ways we can look at love. And on that note, let's look back to Molly, who's got one called He's Fine, But I Like the Album Title Better. It's You Don't Own Me Anymore from the Secret Sisters. Tell us about this one.
So the Secret Sisters, this actually was a song, the first song of theirs that I heard, and I kind of got stuck on it. They are actually sisters, and it's not a secret. but I think they share some secrets. And this song is again another non-traditional song written by women about love. It's about this guy that one of the lady protagonist in the song was in love with, and it turns out he was in love with someone else, and instead of sticking with him, she decided to go out on the road and sing songs about their busted relationship.
Okay.
But he's fine is not a reference to like he looks good or or he's smooth. It's like he's fine because he's with somebody else and I'm out making my fame and fortune singing songs about our relationship. But there's some really beautiful harmonies. And the sisters, Laura and Lydia Rogers, are from Alabama. From what I understand, they're not really classically trained. They just sang a lot together growing up and decided, I guess, caught the ear of some important people and got a record deal out of it. But yeah, it's just really, really great classic folk sound and beautiful harmony. And this is a fun one to sing along to.
All right. Well, on that note, let's see if we can sing along, even if we'll find the words. I feel like we'll find them. And here's the Secret Sisters. He's Fine on the guest list.
Lost. Davy White, where is he?
All right, so that was He's Fine from the Secret Sisters. If you're just tuning in, this is a special Love Blank episode of the Guest List. We're asking you to fill in the blank, and hopefully some of these tunes will help you do so. And I'm going to spin the wheel back to Jordan now. And Jordan, you picked the Mountain Goats for this love episode. So tell us a little bit about this song for Lonely Giants.
Okay, so I know a bunch of people heard the words the Mountain Goats and went, oh no. And I'm letting you know now that I wasn't about to subject everyone to the all out holy crap, this is depressing anxiety that is No Children. Because that song is too depressing.
Right.
So I picked another sad Mountain Goat song instead.
Hmm.
That's kind of hard. There's a lot to choose from. I mean, this one isn't happy either. It's a different kind of sad, but it's not like a black hole of hatred like No Children is. But this one's more, at least in my mind, about when you're feeling unseen despite having a large presence in someone's life. Mm. In the song, it's kind of like a giant with no one around to care for it.
Mm.
And the whole album, Get Lonely, is about kind of like what happens when you lose yourself as a person and what it might take for you to find that thing that you need to love yourself again. So this is part of the Love Blank, love yourself. Sometimes you've got to show yourself the love that you're not getting elsewhere. The trick is recognizing it. So go to therapy. But mostly...
Why do we need that mostly, when we've got this? This is going well so far.
So mostly, Song for Lonely Giants. Sometimes you need I need to sit here and cry kind of song, especially if your Valentine's, Singles Awareness Day, et cetera, is not going quite as planned. So I present to you the Mountain Goats, Song for Lonely Giants.
And it's on the guest list.
No one watched behind my ears. High in the tree. For years, practicing my solitary scales till they rose like balloons, watching them go where they will go. Thank you.
right, so that was Song for Lonely Giants by the Mountain Goats, and that was Jordan's pick for this special Love Blank edition. And Jordan pointed out sometimes you need to love yourself. And yeah, a lot of visual there in those lyrics. I could actually see the poor old giant up there in the trees with no one washing behind his ears. I'm serious. It's a very sad, but like you said, not in such a tragic way. It's just I don't know. Just melancholy. Let's just leave it at melancholy.
Yeah, that John Darnielle is always good at painting a picture.
Yeah, it's great.
Usually a sad one.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go over to Molly and Deep Sea Diver. What do we got here, Molly?
Yeah, Plumbing the Depths. So not necessarily a happy song, despite the fast beat. But Deep Sea Diver is fronted by a woman named Jessica Dobson, who... and her husband plays drums, and then there are some other guys in the band who play bass and guitar. And she's gotten quite a reputation. She toured with Beck and Artist and some other acts you might have seen along the way. And she was having a hard time writing this album after, or doing writing any album after they their last tour. And she started volunteering at a place in Seattle where they're from called Aurora Commons, which takes care of people who don't have homes, and some of them are drug dependent, and some of them do sex work to make money. Mm. And so she said it, just working with that group of people taught her a whole new level of empathy. And that's where she's coming from in writing this new record. And I had initially picked a song, the title track for the album Impossible Weight, she sings with Sharon Bennett. And I thought that was a great lady matchup for a Galentine's Day. But then I decided that this song, Lights Out, was maybe more fitting with this Love is Blank for today's show. So this song, Lights Out, is really her grappling with her own insecurities, and one of them about having enough to give to a relationship. I think, you know, so many of our traditional love songs are about either pining for someone who's not available or pining for someone who's just left you. And this is more struggling with yourself and trying to figure out if you can be the person in the relationship that your partner really needs. And if you're showing up like for yourself, like the last song, a little bit of self-love, are you able to take care of yourself enough to then put yourself into a relationship? So I thought this was a good twist on the theme.
Happy thoughts with the guest list.
All right. Well, with that, we will give a listen. Here is Lights Out with Deep Sea Diver on this special Love Blank episode of The Guest List.
Lights out, but
right, so that was Deep Sea Diver with the song Lights Out. That's Molly's pick for filling in the blank on this special love episode of the guest list. And, yeah, not happy thoughts there, but a great beat, and I love the tune.
Yeah, and that album, Impossible Weight, was actually selected by listeners in KEXP, which is a great independent music station out in Seattle, as the album. So a lot of people throwing their support behind Jessica Dobson and Deep Sea Diver.
Excellent. Well, let's turn back to Jordan for a second. How about Josh Ritter? What do we got here?
Yeah, so I wanted something at least a little bit more upbeat, knowing that I was going to drop a Mountain Goat song on everyone. So Josh Ritter it is. Ritter is kind of a fairly well-known singer-songwriter, originally from Idaho. He was named like one of the greatest living songwriters by Paste back in, oh my gosh, like 2006 now, but he's really only improved since then. If you're a fan of like Dylan, Springsteen, Waits, he's kind of got a little bit of it all. Paints really poetic pictures, and this single is from Rare and Unreleased Songs that he's just put out last year in the middle of the pandemic. So I just really enjoy the way he paints a mood and his poetic lyrics, especially like, come paint the bottom of your feet with silver. Crow feather blue is the color of the moonlight. It's just, it's very wow. Like, oh, please continue to read poetry at me.
If you ever get to see him, he is the happiest looking person I have ever seen on stage. He just like, he gets in that spotlight and his face like megawatt smile, and he could not be any happier to get to do this for a living. It's so much fun to see him live.
Yeah, it's super enjoyable to see. So whenever we can do that again safely, please go see this guy. So Time Is Wasting is, you know, just kind of a call to, hey, you know, let's move on with this, you know, take that step and say, hey, actually, I do kind of like you. I do have feelings for you. Or, you know, hey, let's just, you know, be together or something, you know, love your situation for what it is and seek to improve it. So if you have to fill in the love blank there.
All right. Well, something happy and uplifting here from Josh Ritter. Time is wasting, and time is wasting. Let's get to it. Here is Josh Ritter on the guest list.
Crow feather blue is the color of the moonlight. Tell me that I ain't right. Come on, bring the bottom of your feet with silver. The river lets you cross while it's looking in the mirror. Come on, honey, time is wasting. Hither hasten, run the front porch, jump the railing. Come on, pretty honey, baby, time is wasting. Used to be bad, people used to get hurt. So bad the better could still have been the worst. They took me to the garden, girl, you took me to the line. Took me to the mountain and you gave my heart sight. Come on, honey, time is wasting. Hear the haste and run the front porch, jump the railing. Come on, pretty honey, baby, time is wasting. Time is wasting. These days have made a change in me. I can see they change you too. Take me to the green grass, take me down the line. Take me to the chapel, everything will be fine. Over and over I will take your name. Nothing will be different and nothing be the same.
Come on, honey, time is wasting. Hear the haste and run the front porch, jump the railing. Come on, pretty honey, baby, time is wasting. Time is wasting. Hear the haste and run the front porch, jump the railing. Come on, pretty honey, baby, time is wasting. Time is wasting. These days have made it change in me. I can see they've changed.
All right, so that was Time is Wasting from Josh Ritter on this special love fill-in-the-blank episode of The Guest List. And we got time, I think, for maybe a couple more. I'm going to turn to Molly now. Molly, what do you got?
Yeah, well, first, I just want to say there's, like, I love the hearkening back to Paul Simon's Graceland.
Yeah,
on that
right.
Song. Like, that's all I can hear in the beginning of that. It's really fun. But I, while we're on an up note, I thought I'd keep us up there with, I think, the happiest breakup song I've ever heard, which is Rilo Kiley's Breaking Up. I'm a huge fan of Jenny Lewis. I think she's someone who does upbeat really well. And she's also someone who's a ton of fun to see live. And I'm not sure which member of Rilo Kiley she dated, but they did break up and they managed to keep the band together for a little while after they did so. And I'm hoping that was, like, by the time they wrote and performed the song, they were all over it and feeling okay about it. But yeah, this is a great song to put on and jam out in your car, driving somewhere. Especially if you're going through a breakup and you need to pep yourself up.
All right. Well, here it is. Rilo Kiley, Breaking Up on The Guest List. All right, so that was Rilo Kiley breaking up on this special Love Blank edition of the guest list. And yeah, I gotta believe that is probably the happiest breakup song I've ever heard. Molly, we've got just a few minutes left. What do you got to take us out on?
Well, I thought this was a perfect closer. This is a classic from way back. It's Madonna and Prince. And the title is Love Song, but the chorus is, "This is not a love song." And it's really not. But what better, I don't know, pairing can you think of for Valentine's Day next to Madonna and Prince?
Me and Prince.
Anyone in Prince, yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
No hate to Madonna. Madonna, leave Madonna out of this. I'm just saying me and Prince would probably be a better couple.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll give you that. But well, if you had to do two recording artists.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Let's say that.
Well, here it is from Like a Prayer. It's Love Song. That's right, on the guest list.
This is not a love song. Now you just
Yes, that was Love Song featuring Prince from Madonna's album Like a Prayer from back in 1989. And that was one of Molly's picks for this special Love Blank episode of the guest list. Yeah, we're asking you to fill in the blank. And I would be remiss if I didn't add a selection to this list. And I've got to go with one of my favorites. Love Writes a Letter and Sends It to Hate. Yeah, here's the Ballad of Love and Hate from the Avett Brothers on the guest list. We'll see you next time.
Love writes a letter and sends it to hate. My vacation's ending, I'm coming home late. The weather was fine and the ocean was great. And I can't wait to see you again. Hate reads the letter and throws it away. No one here cares if you go or you stay. I barely even noticed that you were away. I'll see you or I won't, whatever. Love sings a song as she sails through the sky. The water looks bluer through her pretty eyes. And everyone knows it whenever she flies, and also when she comes down. Hate keeps his head up and walks through the street. Every stranger and drifter he greets and shakes hands with every loner he meets with a serious look on his face. Love arrives safely with suitcase in tow, carrying with her the good things we know. A reason to live and a reason to grow, to trust, to hold, to care. Hate sits alone on the hood of his car, without much regard to the moon or the stars. Lazily killing the last of a jar of the strongest stuff you can drink. Love takes a taxi, a young man drives. As soon as he sees her, hope fills his eyes. But tears follow after at the end of the ride, 'cause he might never see her again. Hate gets home lucky to still be alive. He screams o'er the sidewalk and into the drive. The clock in the kitchen says 2:55, and the clock in the kitchen is slow. Love has been waiting, patient and kind, just wanting a phone call or some kind of sign. That the one that she cares for, who's out of his mind, will make it back safe to her arms. Hate stumbles forward and leans in the door. weary head hung down, eyes to the floor. He says, love, I'm sorry. And she says, what for? I'm yours, and that's it, whatever. I should not have been gone for so long. I'm yours, and that's it, forever. You're mine, and that's it, forever.